Then Ishwarpuri, by his own hand, he cleansed his tools, etc. Ahaste karen maul mutre ra marjam, Madhavendra Puri. Ishwarpuri did this. But he is above this Archan Kanda. Worshipping the deity, he has passed that stage. Archayami bhavi. Yapuyam says, Nodab Bhakti, Bhakta Prakajasnita. Apparently, with garland, with chandan, with flowers, offering bhoga chandra, I am not going to minimize, to undermine that. That is necessary. But to serve Guru Vaishnava in a practical way, that will fetch more bhadu. Madhyama Vikari would strive for that. Hare Krishna. Rahaste Karan Maul Mutte Ramachyam. And he is Guru of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took mantram from Ishwarpuri, and Ishwarpuri's practice was such that when his guru is disappearing at that time, he did with his own hands. It has been praised like anything by the devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, approach a thing from a lower stage, and to be connected in the real service, there should be distinction, and we must know that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari Bod, Gaudhari Bod. Nidai Gaudhari Bod, Nidai Gaudhari Bod. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. The elephant devotee, the Gajaraj, in this previous life, there is a long fight between one elephant and one Kumir ke ki bale? Kumir or Kacha?
Crocodile.
Fight Gaja Kacha of Yuddha, or in Sankalpa with the Kacha means crocodile and
tortoise.
Kacha. In Kalpa Vidha. Anyhow, there was a fight. And after a long time of fight, the elephant was tired, because in the water that is the place for the crocodile, natural, and the elephant in the, he tries to take up to the land, and he is taking in the water. It was a long fight, and the elephant was disappointed and began to cry for Lord. Please protect me, save me. And the Krishna went and cut off the crocodile, this devotee, elephant. We are given to understand who is this elephant. In his previous life, he was a king in southern India, Andhradesh. And he, when he was engaged in worshipping his own deity, at that time some information came to him that Maharshi Agastya has come here as a guest. He thought that I am engaged in serving my deity, worshipping my deity. I should not leave this and go out to receive Agastya. So, and also Agastya is a devotee and a yogi of higher type. If he is displeased, then he may do much mischief in the kingdom. So, knowingly, he represented himself as he has not heard. And they say, stabdha, sabjibhuta. As if he can't hear. He posed in such a way that he can't hear. Then he finished his worship and then came out. And the Raja said, necessary deception, mechanism and all this. Because he was in that mood at that time, stabjibhuta, he was imitating a stage of body which is not attending outside things. Stabjibhuta. Not smart, not attending outside. That is the general attitude of an elephant. So for this crime, the next birth he had to become that elephant. But he was a devotee, he was said, but it is mentioned that he had to become elephant in the next birth because he played the part of an elephant at that time. When it was required that he should leave the archon and go to receive the devotee. He should have left the archon of the deity and they should go to receive the devotee. The deity is here in the dog and deity is there also. In dog conception there is deity conception. And there is deity in the heart of the devotee. But that is higher conception. Higher conception of the that. When I came to Gauriya Math, I was from Calcutta, from my quarter, I was visiting. I asked one Brahmajar, and the Srimurti of Mahaprabhu in a very living posture. It is Darumurti or Manmai or what is. He gets excited and told, Sakshat Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu himself, don't take it as wood or earth or anything. Mahaprabhu himself is there. I put a question. If Mahaprabhu himself is there, then who will be best amongst you, your Gurudev? Why he is not here with Mahaprabhu? He is staying in the first floor in another room. And Mahaprabhu himself is left here in the outer room. What's the cause? Then he was a little calm. Seeing this naughty question, he came to try to make me understand that he is also in the near of Mahaprabhu there. In his heart there is Mahaprabhu. Here is also Mahaprabhu, and there in heart he is also living with the side of Mahaprabhu. But the Mahaprabhu in his heart is superior than Mahaprabhu here for the others. I got some clue. Yes, maybe. I was silent. So, Tamar hidaye sada govindir visram. Govinda kahe namo bhakta se bala. Ishari tadadini prakita bhakta. Archayame bharai japujang sadhari hati. The beginner, the primary bhakta, he has reverence more for a deity. and not for Vaishnava so much. Because he generally thinks he is a man. And there may be some devotion, and that is also in me. I am also worshipping the deity. Archayame bharai japujang sadhya notat bhakteshu. But not so much particular about the devotees. Sabhakta prakritasita is more accustomed with the material aspect of things. Ishvari tada dhineshu balisheshu disachyuta japkaruti prema maitri kipopekha japkaruti samadhyam. But the higher, the middle class, Ishvari prem, and in his devotee, the friendship, Ishvari tada dhineshu prema maitri, and kripa, ordinary mass, he will make some show kindness by talking about the Lord, and who is unfriendly, he will be indifferent to him. So when we have got particular care for the devotee, here, there, the living presence of the Lord, not so much acute in the deity, but here in the heart of a devotee, there is more valuable representation. When we will be able to appreciate, we will come to the middle class. The Chetan, the nearest approach towards God, when we find in the conscious things, the Vaikuntha, the nearer, Ramanu says, Parabhuha Vaibhava Antarjami and Archa. It's five expression of the Lord. Para Narayana, Buha on his sides to help his activity. Vaibhava, Matsyakunwa, that come down here. Antarjami in every heart, and Archa, the lowest extension of him in the material world. From there he recruits to us. From matter, through matter, he recruits them to the highest conscious area, Visuddha Sapta area. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then there was a question, why Rup Sanatan, the Bhajan and the Archan, there is some distinction, Bhajan and Archan. Rup Sanatan in the stalls also, but they are not of the lower type of devotee. Archayame bhare, they dealt with higher things, but they are things installed. Govinda Madan Mohan Gopinath. That question came to Prabhupada. So they are engaged in bhajan, not in archan. We should understand the difference between archan and the bhajan. Archan of lower type, bhajan direct sakha. They are not seeing the archa, the symbol of Mahaprabhu, symbol of Krishna, but direct in contact. No barrier between you in the same plane in Vrindavan. Their dealings are all living. Madan Mohan says, Sanatan, I can't eat what you offer without salt. Oh, you want to feed me salt. You have come only for that. Oh, like you say, some salt. No, no, Sanatan, I can't eat. Without little ghee, I can. Then why you have come to a fakir, to a beggar? You had good feeding there. Why did you come here to trouble me? Where shall I get ghee and these things? In this way, transaction going on. Hare Krishna. Okay?
Badari Narayana.
Badari Narayana. Hare. What's the time?
9:22.
Gaur Hari.
Then there is the question of why they established the Archana. Then the question of why they established Archana when they are already in Bhajan. That was replied in that way.
Was ordered by Mahaprabhu to do these services there. Four or five things was ordered to Sanatana Goswami. Srimurti Puja, Prakash, Shastra, Tirtha Uddhar, Sadachar Pravartan. These four things was ordered by Mahaprabhu to Sanatana to do this. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you once told the story after you took Brahman. After you took Gayatri initiation, there was some question asked to you as to what was the difference before you took.
I don't follow what you say. You was just a Bangalai one.
Wasn't it? Aapne aage ek gopa bolechilen. Jakhon aapne Gayatri grahan korechilen. Sei samay Vasudev Prabhu aapnake jigyasa korlen. যে ব্রহ্মত্রী গায়ত্রী গ্রহণ করা আগে এবং এই অবস্থা কি ভেদ আছে?
Vasudev Prabhu asked me that what you were and now what you are. I told I was a Brahmin, now I have become Vaishnava. He just cut his tongue with the tip. No. You have become, you are in the path of becoming a servant of the Vaishnava. You are given admission to become the servant of a Vaishnava. One can, to become Vaishnava is not so easy. It's high and high. And you are a Brahmin in the consideration of the body consideration. Generally, but now you have been given admission to walk in the path of becoming a servant of Vaishnava, Daiva Brahma. And body getting consideration is Asura Brahma, considered only by body. I am Brahmin, that is. Vaishya Atma Buddhi Kunapi Tridhaduke Sadhik Kalatra Adishu Bhayumai Jyadi Jatirtha Buddhi Sadhi Nakarichi Sadhi Janishwari Jensu Sahiba Gokara. Identifies himself with the body, he is not a normal sadhu. Not the body. Of course it is mentioned in the scriptures here and there. And he admitted that is that also had been some recognition but it not antagonistic to Vaishnava. But when opposing Vaishnava, then he should be considered to be Asura. Otherwise, some recognition there. Bhushurakula. And the line of Bhushura. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Could you describe the details of the birth of Krishna, the appearance, the birth, the actual birth of Krishna?
On the whole, it is something like imitation. What we conceive by our material senses, it is nothing of that type. A spiritual body coming, showing, imitating the physical birth. It is an imitation. So, all spiritual, just like drama, a play.
Krishna appeared as a child with four arms, helmet. Krishna appeared in full ornament, four arms, as a baby.
Yes, when he came out, at that time they did not know it. But when their eyes were attracted to him first, they found four arms and with all ornaments, so many ornaments. And the eyes with that the iron gate was opened. And the Jamuna, in the rainy season, that was shadow, one jackal showing the path through that flooded Jamuna, and Vasudev walking through the water of Jamuna. All this is impossible from the physical standpoint, material standpoint. So his will, his will, all like that. Physically, materially, all these things inconceivable, impossible. And then when he came back, the gate was again closed as previous. So, how supernatural things were done there. Not any particular material process that he came here. Still, imitating material process as far as possible.
Mature Vishnu form is shown, and baby at the feet.
So sometimes in a painting, in a picture, it's shown that the Vishnu Murti, fully grown, and then a baby Krishna at the same time in the picture represented. seems to be wrong with Dr. Madhava.
The mature Vishnu form rather than the four-armed baby form.
He thinks that the when Krishna is born, four arms, he should be in the form of a baby, not full-grown Vishnu. Is that correct or not?
But when Vasudev saw on the side of Devaki, he saw him like 400 full-grown Vishnu, with ornaments all decorated. Priest hymns, and also that Vishnu murti, he advised Vasudev, do this and this and this and this. Then he became Prakita Shishu, ordinary baby. When Vasudev first saw, he saw Chaturbhuj Vishnu. Then he gave some advice to Vasudev. And finishing his advice, he became as an ordinary child. And Vasudev carried his orders, took him, the child, to Nandalal, Gokula.
Maharaj, doesn't Vishwanath Chakravarti comment that two Krishnas appeared at the same time?
In Yashoda. Just in Yashoda, one Krishna and one male baby and one female baby by the side of Yashoda. Vasudev could not detect that. Vasudev, as soon as he placed, according to the previous advice, the baby into nearby Yashoda, the Yashoda's baby absorbed this Vasudev baby. And Vasudev only saw the female baby and he took her and gave her by the side of Devaki. And then everything was closed as it was previously, everything was. Then intimation went to the gatekeepers, the watchmen. They then came into consciousness and they heard that the newborn baby is crying. They gave information to Kamsa at once. Kamsa came and he found that it is a girl. And why this is so? This must have a male child must be born to kill me. Then what is this? The gods also speak lie. What is this? Asked Vasudev, give explanation why this girl, what could I do? You see it with your own eyes. Then anyhow, he took the girl. And as he did previously, with the legs he took by hand and thrust on the stone. And the girl slipped his hand and went up in the sky and told, who will kill you is growing in Gokul. With this word, she disappeared. Ashtabhuja Murti. Katyayani. Ashtabhuja Murti. She disappeared. Then what to do, Kamsa? Then he engaged many spies to find out the newborn babes, wherever to be found in Vrindavan. This first Putana, he went and he did her service, and that was the effect. In this way, they are privately engaged and trying to kill Krishna, and they are failure in this. Gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold, nidai, gold. So I like to stop here.
Om Vishnu Pad from Ahamda Vedaka Acharya Sutarasata Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakam Shri Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Who is that?
Anuradha.
He was a grihastha. But he had a certificate from Mahaprabhu that he was master of his senses to the extreme degree. Once a Brahmin named Pradyumna Mishra came to Mahaprabhu and asked that I would like to hear Krishna Katha from your lips. Mahaprabhu told, I do not know any Krishna Katha, but Ramananda knows. You go to him and hear, pray to hear about Krishna. Take my name, then perhaps he will talk with you. You are a Brahmin. He is a Shudra Vaika. He was hesitating, but what to do? He went and he saw, sat for some time there, and came back and reported to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked, have you heard Krishna Katha from him? No. Why? I saw him engaged in some matter which is not very well. So I sat for some time and came back. What did you see? I saw he is giving training to some Devadasi. Devadasi means he was generally devoted to Jagannath from their young age, and they do not marry. And sometimes their character also may not be good. Generally, they are known Devadasi. So Ramananda was sent to train the Devadasi in a very objectionable way. How the Devadasi would go before Jagannath and dance and chant, sing, how their the posture, gesture, their look, enticing, all these things. And so much so, for such training, it touches their private parts also. So seeing all these things, I had no regard for him and waited for some time. I saw him busy in that matter and came away. Don't undermine Ramananda. He master of his senses. He has not a tinge of lust in him. Even we feel trouble or sense disturbance within us, but Ramananda has got no such trouble. Okay? Ramananda has no such trouble. Only such stage can be attained, we know through Shastra, Scripture, through Bhagavata. Mahaprabhu came to say, Vikri Ritang Prajabadhu Bhiranka Vishnu, Saddhanitu Nasuniya Tathapat Maitrija, Bhaktiṃ parāṃ bhagavati pratidapha kāmaṃ adhidhirogaṃ āśvapahinoti acirinathira. From the scripture only we can understand that such stage can be attained. It is possible to be above this sense pleasure of the mundane. Amāsava jivir hai śāstra dharagyan. Direct experience, Mahaprabhu says. But only through scripture we can know that there is a stage when a man may be above all these difficulties, all this attachment, gross attachment. Bodily he may engage, but his heart may be elsewhere. The man may be elsewhere, it is possible. Vikritam. And only one Ramananda is of such type. There may not be Ramananda numbers, big number. Only one Ramananda, he has got such such stage he has acquired. Because he is well versed in that that feeling, that sentiment, that realization which is necessary in the service of Krishna and the gopis. Gopis. His heart is completely dedicated for the cause of the of Krishna. No selfish existence. No existence of any self interest there. All Krishna consciousness, all Krishna satisfaction. Whatever it may be, he is doing for the satisfaction of Krishna. Wholly emptied, vacant, devoted to the cause of Krishna Leela. So don't think ill of him, again go there. Then Pradyumna Mishra again went there. And Ramananda began. Oh, if that day I could not oblige you. You have come to see Krishna Katha. How fortunate I am in this way. He began. And morning he began, and it came to be afternoon. But still he is mad in talking about Krishna. He does not know, bathing, no feeding, nothing of the type. He is mad, going on. Then when it is very, very late, his servants came. Twice, thrice, in this way, to ask him to take bath and to take food, and anyhow he had to leave the talk and go. Then Pradyumna Mishra came. Yes, I have. My heart is full seeing Krishna katha kunamulaya gama. Apuni padyumna misra saha hai sota. He himself heard from Ramananda Mahaprabhu and padyumna misra also. He said to hear from Ramananda. Jaya Ramananda. He knows what is Krishna. Mahaprabhu told that what I have heard from Ramananda, I taught them to Rupa Sanatana. I got it from Ramananda. It is also mentioned that Mahaprabhu, he took Diksha in general from Isharapuri. For preaching purpose, he took sannyas from Keshav Bharati. And for this, for Vajralila, entrance into Vajralila, he had his Diksha from Ramananda Raya. He used to give respect Akadishya.
Vijatitthana.
He used to give respect to Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya did not think, of course none of them, neither Keshav Bharati nor Isharpuri, nor Ramananda Raya, they thought themselves as guru. But it is sin that Mahaprabhu is dealing with Ramananda Raya with some respect. Ramananda Raya, respectful dealings to Ramananda Raya. However, and it is mentioned also in their talk that Sakhi Dida Ashradiya Sakhi Vistaroy. If one wants to enter into this Bhajara, then it is required that he will go to the Sakhi in the Madhura Rasa. They are master of the situation. The whole storehouse of this Madhura Rasa is in the hand of the Sakhi. They can give it to others. So, Guru Rupa Sakhi, in Madhura Rasa, the Guru is sent in the form and the spirit of a Sakhi of Radhara. And Ramananda Raya was Vishakha Sakhi. And Mahaprabhu, sees in the last, Kiva Shudra Kivan Nasi, Kiva Vipra Kivan Nasi, Shudra Kane Noi, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sei Guru Hai. Here is a hint. Why do you think, that I am learning so much from you. You, E Krishna Tattva Vetta, you are well versed in the affairs of Krishna. So you are Guru. I am hearing from you. You need not